Thanks for checking out the Kids Your Sleep podcast. If you like the show, share it with your friends, tag us on social media, and please give us a 5-star review. And welcome, welcome, welcome back to what is now officially, folks, the number one podcast for people who knew the moment that Taylor Swift showed up to her first Kansas City Chiefs game that the haters were gonna hate. And they wouldn't take a break, but Travis gonna shake them off. The kids are asleep. We poured some drinks. I'm Sean.
I'm Taylor.
And who knows what the... I should have said I'm Travis. And who knows what the hell we gonna talk about this week? Oh, my goodness.
I love it. That actually made me giggle. And wow. I didn't have any... You know when you're just like in a mood where you're like, I don't know if I can pull it together.
Yeah.
And it's not because of anybody in this room. Everybody in this room is scot-free. It's because of the two culprits in the other room who are asleep. Mm. I've had a hard day. I'm gonna just be
frank, Shannon.
Honest with you guys.
Just be frank.
We usually come on here and we're like, you know, we're hyping our kids up.
Yeah.
We're on Team Lynx and Team Rocky.
I feel like our last the after pile, we were like really hyping them up.
We're hyping them up. We do that. We hype each other up.
Well,
we're each other's hype squad. We're the Harvey hype squad.
Yeah,
but we do. This is the kids are asleep. You guys are on the couch with us, and we're having a real moment. We had and I felt like I was gonna say like I want to start by saying I'm obsessed with my kids.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that I think that like because of like all the scrutiny or like haters or whatever, I feel like you almost have to like start by just saying, hey guys, guess what? I love my kids.
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Before it's you like, criticize
hey,
them.
Hey, I love my kids, but it's like that should go, of course.
Of course.
Of course. I'm obsessed with my kids. I love them so much. But I also think it's so realistic if you're out there and you're like, okay, these people just are obsessed with each other. Like they never struggle. Like we go through it.
Yeah.
And today was just like a very challenging day with the boys. And I'm having a, if you listen to Patreon, we're having a woosah.
Yeah.
I needed a little woosah. They're just being nothing major to like write home about.
Yeah.
But they're just being a little high maintenance. And again, we talked about it on Tuesday's show. Sean kind of shared how the boys are infatuated, which I love again. I'm going to preface it by saying I love it. I love that they're infatuated with me, but it's, you know, it was just a very high maintenance day where I'm like, I am coming to the show. And when Sean's doing the intro, I'm like, I'm the one that needs a break. I need a break.
This is why the show is for us.
Yeah.
And listen, okay, can I say something?
Yeah.
I don't think you have to preface. Everyone knows that we love our kids. I am perfectly okay with shitting on our kids from time to time. Okay. And I'll shit on your kids.
I love
that. And I'll shit on your kids.
Hard pause.
Major pause. I'll shit on a kid. Let me tell you something right now. All right? From a distance. Like a monkey at the zoo. Gah! I hit the kid with shit from across the friggin' cage. I don't care.
Oh my God. I am literally visualizing the zoo right now.
Just bow. No, yeah. But it, at the end of the day, our kids were annoying today. One of them more than the other.
Yeah.
And it is what it is. Yeah, it happens.
And kids have moods just like adults do. Like I have crappy days where I'm just like, why? It's not even that time of the month and I'm just in like the foul mood. And then you ask yourself, why am I in this bad mood? Oh, I chose this mood. I don't know. I'm just like, I need to choose joy, but today I'm not choosing it. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, your kids go through it too. And you know,
and they don't, they don't don't have the tools that we do as adults to
exactly
kind of get themselves out of a funk.
To process through it. They're not thinking, oh, maybe I need to drink some water. Yeah. I'm dehydrated. That's the thing. It's like, you probably haven't drinking anything all day.
Yeah.
It's making you in a shitty mood. You probably have a headache.
You know what they don't, they don't ever think?
What?
Probably need some whiskey.
Oh.
If I just have a whiskey, I'll probably feel much better.
They have no idea.
They don't
that
know.
That would just a little would take a little
they
bit
don't
of
know
the,
how
ed,
good
the
it
edge
is.
Off. Yeah.
Because they're stupid. That's why.
Yeah.
They're dumb. They don't know.
Yeah. Well, leave it to Sean to really nail it home.
Yeah. If you think about it, that's the problem with kids.
Oh, that they don't drink.
Well, no, that they're stupid. All kids are stupid. By definition.
True.
By definition, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a child.
You can't serve. If you leave all the children under the age of 10 in a room together, most of them ain't going to survive, past a week. They're going to starve to death. They don't know how to feed themselves or take care of themselves. They're not going to bathe. They're all going to have infections. You know what I'm saying? Like,
think about one of the meanest.
Sounds like a really horrible reality
show. It does sound like a horrible, but if you think about it, you got to tell a kid to take a bath. You don't got to tell most adults, because we all have been funky enough to know there's a limit to how funky you should be.
We've been through it.
We've all done it before. And we've all got that rash.
We know our onion limit, you know?
This could actually be a really great experiment. Like, they should actually do this and see if at some point the kids check the other kids. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, bro, you stink. You should go take a bath.
I don't think you know this. I don't think you thought about that, because they did this. It was called back in the day. That's what parenting used to be. That's why you lived on a farm. You had 11 children.
Oh,
and
I thought you were talking about a show called Back in the Day.
No, I'm talking about like that's how they used
like
to parent.
Actually, back in the day,
I got it.
I'm coming with you. Grandma Shan reared her ugly head really
quick.
Come
on, Grandma Shan. This is your generation. This
Yo,
is how
Grandma
you guys
Shan
raised the kids.
Has not been out in so long. I had to like just come.
Yeah, rear her little gray haired head around the corner.
People were forgetting about her,
dude. When a young girl reached the age of like 11, you know what I mean? She was responsible for the babies back in the day. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's so true.
And it was like, the kids had to figure it out or die.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them never made it.
Wow.
It is what it is.
That is.
Let's get dark.
Yeah, you are getting dark.
Let's get dark.
But yeah, I was going to say, like, what's the, you were saying, oh, kids are stupid. It's like, what's the meanest compliment you could get, or meanest, not compliment, what's the meanest thing you could say to an adult? You're acting like a child.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyhow, so our kids are annoying.
And they're sleeping now. Thank God.
And they're sleeping.
They're probably pretending to be asleep. They're probably cursing our names. Do you remember? Listen. RPM, I know you got something to say, but before you go, I just want to say that I was one of those kids that when I would get into arguments with my mom.
Oh, you'd hold us massive
and
grudge.
I was the Kevin Hart skit. I'm talking about as soon as the door closed.
You're fuming.
Fucking hate you. Mm-hmm. Fucking hate you. You know what I'm saying? Like I was that kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like I wished terrible things on my enemies when I was a young child. So we have one child that is very much like.
I know, and he came back out tonight, and I was like, I thought he was gonna give me a hug, or like I thought
something.
He would come too. Like I thought, like, oh, maybe he's just like out of it. I don't know. He looked at me dead in the face, and this is how I knew he was still mad at me. He just looked at me in the eyes, and I know you guys know which one I'm talking about. And he just had furrows. You know those lines in between your eyebrows where he's scowling at you? And I'm like, what gives, dude? Like, do you need a massage? What do you need?
No.
He said this, RPM. This is what my son, he looked at me. That's how I know he's kind of out of it. He's probably just overly tired. He said, can I just walk around this house till RPM gets here?
That's what he said.
My 6-year-old.
Yeah.
I said, what are you going to do? He goes, I don't know. I'm just going to walk around. I said, Dad and Mom are upstairs. We're setting up for the podcast. And he goes, I know.
He's plotting
just
murder.
Just going to pace?
No, he was pacing.
I don't know.
Pacing back and forth. He was trying to take us out. That's what he was trying to do.
Yeah.
He was trying to formulate a plan. He needed to walk it off.
He needed to walk it off. He needed to get the plan.
You know what I'm saying? Walk it off.
He did. Walk it off.
Who are you talking about? Off. Yeah. Yeah. I had something to say about the young lad. No, okay, I'll say this. He came into the office, right? He walks in here, and I'm sitting down, and he walks in. This is how mad he was. This is how pissed off he was, okay? He walked in here. He looked at me, and he goes, Dad? And I go, yeah? And he goes, never mind. And he turned around, and he walked out.
Oh, my God.
And I felt like he was... He thought about apologizing. I should apologize
to these people.
And then he looked at me and I looked at him and he was just like, you know what? F this dude.
I know.
F him and f his wife. That's what he thought.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, if you were smart, you would go apologize to your mom. And he just was like, and he turned around
and he doubled down.
Pumped his fist and he was like,
I know.
And he walked off. And that's how it went down.
But this is how I know that I think we squashed it.
Yeah.
Because after all was said and done, I went back in there last time I went to check on them.
Yeah.
And I said, love you. And Lynx goes, love you. And then I went to shut the door. I said, love you, Rock. And he goes, and then I shut the door. And then I heard from behind the door, love you, mama.
Oh.
And I was like, oh okay. I win. So, yeah, guys. Long story long.
Well, if you guys are done shitting on your kids, you know what really shits on my kids?
Oh, tell us.
Y'all doing so many hot and bother segments without me here and not letting me air out my grievances.
Give it to us.
Can we do a segment we like to call
Hot
and Bothered?
All right.
Perfect.
You know what really tickles my taint?
Give it to us!
Give it to us.
The goddamn nobody meme trend. You know what I'm talking about? Where the meme's like, nobody, blank space. And then it's like, me, and it's a picture that, you know, like, what is that? Like, just say the thing. It's kind of like the other, you know, we did a thing. It's like, just say the thing. You don't need to say nobody. Like, it's so weird.
Guess what? I feel personally attacked because I've definitely done reels like that.
Yo.
But that's okay. You can attack
me. It's a trend. It's a trend.
It's a trend.
You know? It's been around for so... It's like it's getting old.
You know? I'm so giddy right now.
I feel you.
I love to see this inner Larry, your inner Larry David come out. I love to see old man
it's
RPM.
So good.
Old man RPM? Shit. Yeah. Get off my lawn, RPM. Talk to him.
Talk to us.
I got another one that's probably going to offend you. You know what ices my driveway?
Give it to us.
The overuse of the word... literally. Oh. Like people be like, I literally saw a guy walking a gerbil today. Like, no, you just saw a guy walking a gerbil. You don't need to add that one. Sometimes it's appropriate.
Of course.
But some people just use it way too much, and it's like, why?
I agree with you.
Why?
Literally 1,000%.
Sean will give you a good literally.
I'll give you a good literally, but I feel like my literallys are as well placed as a sniper's bullet.
Yeah.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's addictive. Like, I will find myself doing it sometimes too. And I'm like, God damn it. You know, like it's.
I got a transition for you if you're going to the next one.
Yeah.
What literally is your sentence?
Wait, what?
I got it. People at home got it. I got it.
Okay. Are we just doing all me? Is it okay.
This is you.
Yeah, we're rapid firing.
This is RPM's revenge right here.
RPM, I love it.
You know what really blows my speakers?
Ooh,
I like that.
That's a good one.
New gum wrappers. Remember, like, and I don't know if it's all gum brands, but I know for sure it's Orbit. Gum wrappers used to have the little plastic band, like a cigarette box, where you peel it and it peels the wrapper off very easily. They got rid of them on a lot of gum. It is damn near impossible to open a pack of gum. And you know when I open a pack of gum the most is when I'm driving.
This is so good.
Like, I'm on my way somewhere. I'm like, oh shit, I ran out of gum. I got to open a new pack. And they're so hard to open. Why?
Did they want to save a buck, a dime?
What?
Wait, like, do you have literal tears, babe? Or do you just have tears?
Yo, no, because first of all, we get the plastic
joints.
We get the big pop top. You gotta get the big joints.
Do you get the pop top gum?
We got the new pop top. That's like, it's got like 150 pieces of gum.
I get the regular pack with the wrapper.
What does it have anymore? What does it have?
Nobody.
It just has a plastic wrapper, but it's like you can't find the spot where you're supposed to start unwrapping it. It used to have the band on it. You know what I'm saying? The little plastic tab. And then you.
But it, like, it's almost like it folded a gift at Christmas. It's a plastic gift. And so you literally, like, can't get your finger into the fold.
They changed the packaging. It's so hard
to open.
I've definitely been through that. And I feel like just in general, if I cannot unwrap, like sometimes even with the individual pieces, you can't separate the, like a Starburst. You ever try to get the Starburst, but the paper stuck to the damn Starburst?
Oh, I'll eat it off.
No, now and laters. That was the one. Back yeah, in the day, go. Those wrappers used to stick so hard on some of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you gotta, be eating paper.
You do. You gotta... Here's the thing. I'm a savage. You gotta put it in your mouth, and you gotta wet it a little bit. The paper. The paper, too. The whole thing's going in.
Yeah, I get it.
Pause.
And, you just,
yeah.
and then you just... You kind of... You gotta use your
let's
tongue.
Let's press play on this.
Yeah.
Let's see where this goes.
You gotta use your tongue, and you gotta kind of nestle it. You gotta wet it, and you gotta nestle that last little bit of wrapper off. You gotta use your tongue for what it was made for. Show them what your mama gave you.
As the Lord intended
it. Yeah.
Literally.
Exactly.
So what you're saying is you like wrappers in your mouth.
Hey, how you doing?
With W's and with R's. One more?
Yeah, give me one more, man.
This is kind of a weird one. This is coming from like a producer and a DJ perspective, but maybe some people out here that are music consumers will also feel my pain on this. You know what really spanks my monkey?
Wow, that sounds amazing.
Reggaeton beats. and let me tell you why, okay? I'm not being racially insensitive. I don't have any problem with the genre in general.
Yeah.
What I have a problem with is it's been 20 years. About 20 years of reggaeton, and every single song has the same drum pattern, and it's the same drum sounds.
There's only two
drum kits. They all sound, it's the exact same beat.
I'm with it.
Can you imagine if like pop music for 20 years just had the same beat, same drums on every song?
Yeah.
Michael Jackson, 20 years of hits, all same beat, same drums, every song. Like, why?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, what
can
is
we,
that?
Can we spice it up a little
bit? Remember a couple years ago, it wasn't reggaeton, but it was dancehall. Remember it was that,
Yes.
And they had rhythms, right?
Yeah, yes. Rhythm. And it was like three hit songs with that do-doom, 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 do-doom.
So that's the thing. In reggae and dancehall, that's the thing where there'll be a rhythm and like 25, 30, 40 people, whatever, will do a song on it.
Yes.
But that lasts like a few months, and then they're on to a new rhythm. I feel like reggaeton maybe started on that concept, and then they were like, oh no, we're just gonna keep the same one for 20 years.
It's a hit.
Yeah, you know,
that is funny, man. It is.
Let's keep this going.
I like it.
Yeah.
So I like it.
Yeah. RPM, that was good. Here's the thing. Yeah. Let's give a hand to RPM. That was so good.
That exceeded all my expectations.
Okay, good. I wasn't sure.
You weren't even ready for it. I gave this idea to RPM.
Sean goes, should I tell you about the segment that RPM is gonna do? I said, no, I like to be surprised about some things.
Well, yeah, you want to react.
It was Sean's idea.
It was my idea, but I just gave you the idea.
And I waited to the last minute, too.
You sure did. I called him at 6 o'clock. I said, hey, so are you good to go? He was like, I'm going to do it when I finish eating. I was like, okay.
While I was eating, I came up with all those in like 15 minutes.
Because here's the thing, and it's the reason why it is my favorite segment. I'm just going to put it out there. We just finished Patreon. If you're not over on our Patreon, it's patreon.com/thekidsaresleep.
If you're not on our Patreon, you make us hot and bothered.
Oh, my God. Yes.
People that don't subscribe to Patreon.
Because you're missing out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what gets you off my friend list? Not being on Patreon. I said it today. I literally said it today on my stories. I was like, if you're my friend, you're on Patreon, period. I don't care if you listen to it.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Come on. You're a supporter, get over there. It's four additional episodes a month. And you're getting
that's
the
dollar
funniest,
an episode.
You're getting the best of us.
A dollar an episode.
We just were over there and we did a whole additional segment of, we always like try to carry on like whatever segment that we've ended on the main show. But sometimes we just give life updates. We shoot the shit. It's just our best work over there.
Stop it. We get so much more nasty.
It's unedited.
Let me just give them a rundown of what they missed. We did an additional, way funnier segment of Hot and Bothered.
Yeah, the best transitions.
On the transition game, we stepped it up a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
We also told our lube story for the very first time.
Don't give too much away.
That's all I'm gonna give them. You know what I'm saying? But it was, and I gotta say this, I as a husband, and a friend, a lover,
oh God,
and a fighter. Because we fight sometimes. I don't know if you know this, RPM. Yes, you do.
he hears our best arguments.
Last Patreon was Shannon's funniest episode to date.
Oh, wow.
And you've had some funny episodes, but you made me look at this goofy-ass smile on her face. Goes, oh, wow. Oh, okay. Oh,
wow. Hey, don't stop now. Like, what else?
No, I was listening to it this morning, and I was brushing my teeth with my dick out, and I was listening.
Jesus Christ.
And, yeah, that's a, you got it. I was listening to it, and I was I laughed out loud, you know, a good 5 to 7 times, even though I knew, I mean, I was there when we recorded it.
Yeah.
So when for us, when we listen to the episodes back, mm-hmm. we always catch the big jokes because, you know, we're here.
Yeah.
But then when I listen to it back, the fun part is when I catch the stuff I didn't catch the first time because either I was talking or right. I wasn't paying attention. I was trying to think of what to say. You know what I'm saying? So it was like,
yeah.
I thought that you made me just laugh out loud a lot. I'm just going to. There's a joke that includes the word crotchola.
A little swiperoonie in the crotchola.
Which was the funny, one of the most funniest Shannon, Grandma Shan moments I have ever experienced in my life.
So if you want to experience
some shit like that, get on over to Patreon. It's $1 an episode. Holla at your boys.
Yeah, and you can go
come
back.
Come play with our toys.
And you can play with our toys and RPMs. And you can listen to every episode we've ever recorded. So mm-hmm. like when you get over there, you're not only going to get the most recent, but you're going to get 30 plus additional episodes.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Anyhow.
Yeah. You got a whole bunch of fun. If you haven't joined up yet.
And
yeah.
everyone who joins.
Road trip coming up.
Dude, everyone who joins is like, I had to start from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I've had friends who are just like, okay, fine. I'm finally on it. Cause I think we've talked about this before. It's like sometimes friends, you know, like your best girlfriends.
Sometimes they're late to the party.
They're late to the party. But then once they're on it, they're like, okay, you guys are actually funny. But we also talked about, did we talk about on Patreon or on the main show about pineapples? I don't remember.
That
but anyway,
a while ago.
I did want to ask.
A couple weeks ago. So
oh, yeah. That was two Patreons ago because I was here for that one.
Okay.
Oh,
so okay. We talked about like innuendos and the pineapples and stuff like that. So basically, one of the things that we were talking about, and I'm just going to bring it up really quick because I've got a question for RPM, is that when you're at the grocery store and you have your pineapple in the cart and you have I don't know if it has to be upside down. It doesn't have to be upside down.
Because how could it balance?
Pineapples in general, not just at the grocery store, are like a symbol for swingers. If you didn't know that. We talked about this on Patreon.
Yeah, we learned this on Patreon.
If you put it upside down in your cart, you're basically like lurking about the store for... You're leaving the door open.
Yeah, it's like a flag. It's a freak flag.
You're letting your freak flag fly, okay? So Abby, your girlfriend, sent me a picture of you guys in the store. And she was lurking for some swingers. She had her pineapple upside down.
In the cart.
And she said... Me and RPM were doing recon, and I said, girl,
let us know how this plays out.
Did you pull some skanks?
No.
Because you guys are skanks,
no,
too.
No, so that was our first venture out of the house after the great ice storm that we couldn't get out. And we definitely needed some groceries. We were running out of shit. But we were in the produce section, and she saw the pineapple, and she's like,
I gotta take a picture.
And so... Yeah, she did it. I mean,
but no,
we didn't even buy the pineapple or put it in the cart.
No. You don't have to. It's a prop.
You know what you do next time? Next time I want you to take the pineapple, put it in the cart, upside down, and just while you're shopping, just see what happens. Just while you're shopping. And then when you're getting ready to check out, you take the pineapple, you put it back
you
where you got it.
You give it back to the cashier and you go, I decided against this one.
But you hand it to the cashier, boy or girl.
Oh.
You hand it to them upside down and you look at them and you go,
And then see what they say.
And then they go,
okay, well, I'll put it back for you. Thank you.
All right, cool. Thanks, bud. Anyway,
I'm going to just say this. I was at the Troutdale Safeway, so I think if we're going to do that, I think we're going to like maybe... Yeah. You know, go to a different neighborhood.
Yeah, a different location.
Yeah, no offense, Troutdale. I love you, but... No.
Coming up on the show, which we've got to start saying at the beginning of the show. That's my bad. We have an advice column coming up. We have people write us in. Mm-hmm. We're going through our emails. We're going through our DMs.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. We have a pineapple-related question.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, we've compiled... advice from you guys, and we've never had a segment where we've gotten back to you, so here we're gonna do it.
After the break.
Have a haven't subscribed to our Patreon yet?
Come on!
Well, here's a taste of what you've been missing on the After Pod.
I'm hyped. Yes. I'm lit.
Yeah.
Coming off a 2-point victory. My seed, my child, mm-hmm. out here hitting game winners.
Flexing.
Flexing on shots.
Flexing on these hoes, man.
It's the best feeling in the world.
He hit a couple of jumpers, and then it was just like, oh, this dude
is over.
Filling himself.
This is over.
And then it was just blackout central.
Yeah.
And he was just being reckless. And then he was shooting shots he had no business shooting.
You ever choke on your own goddamn saliva for no goddamn reason whatsoever?
Shut up. Yes, at least once a week.
As I get older, each time is more violent and more painful.
Of course, you can throw your back out.
You can throw your back out.
Yeah.
You might need a hip replacement after this shit. And it's very hard to blame someone else besides yourself.
Yeah.
You know who I blame? God. I feel like he's been slowly trying to kill me with the saliva, mm-hmm. but he's just giving me dabs of like, there you go.
Sign up now at patreon.com/thekidsasleep.
And now it's time for a segment that we like to call... Dear Harvey. Well, that was good.
Yeah, you felt that.
Here's the thing, guys. We don't check our email that often. So when we did, we're like, oh, we have some people that are writing in, and you, our people, our friends, need us to come to the rescue. You guys want our advice. So we're going to lay it on you. And here's the thing. We're not professionals and we probably don't give the best advice, but we're going to give it anyways.
Disclaimer.
We're going to lay it on you.
Yes.
Lay it thick.
You got a first write in or you want me to go?
I'll give you a little swiperoonie.
In the crotchola.
Someone wrote in to me and asked me, how do I get my girl to just shut the F up sometimes?
So there's no context, there's no nothing.
Nah, they just
That's
were like, yo,
spam.
They're talking to me specifically, me.
Oh, they're like, Sean, how do you get Shannon to shut the f up?
Nah, and so I'm gonna give some real solid advice,
slap
guys.
Slap her on the forehead with my
Wow.
I'm joking.
Yeah,
if I not obviously. The after pod.
If Jeez. Only I lived that kind of lifestyle.
Oh, what?
I'd walk around.
Oh, okay.
I'd walk around like in a chinchilla if that was the case, and
yeah, you
five
would.
Rings. You know what I'm saying? Like on each hand. Yeah, like what?
You think I'd be wearing these slides? Who do you think I am? I've been wearing furs.
I can't. All right. No. This is what I have real advice for this person, for this individual, this God, one of God's children. What I will say is if you want your woman to shut the F up, my best advice to you
okay.
is, and this might run counter to what one may believe in this situation, talk to her.
Because if you're
talk to her, let me tell you why she won't
you
shut the F up.
You're so right.
Because you're not answering her, so she's asking you questions. She wants a conversation, but
she wants to talk.
But she going, oh, so what about this? What about this? Did you hear about this? What about that? Oh my God, let me tell you about this. And if you engage her on any one of those things, then you might fulfill her spiritual self with a conversation. You might go, she said, what? Get out of here. What'd she say? Was she wearing?
Or if you just start talking her ear off about something.
Yes. Hey, listen, Shannon.
Let me tell you.
Shannon runs from me in this house. I get the going, and she's like, and all of a sudden.
I got to get something upstairs. There's so often I'm like, I forgot something upstairs. I'm not kidding.
Oh
once a day.
Oh, my God.
Once a day.
That really, I'm not going to lie. That's very funny and also so honest that it actually hurts me a little bit while it makes me laugh at the same time.
I know.
You think I don't know this?
I know.
But dude, I'm
obsessed with you.
No.
And then what do I say, babe? I go, keep talking. I can hear you from up here. And Sean goes, no, you can't. I'll wait till you get back down.
I'm not going to do that.
Yo,
I will not debase myself by screaming into the ether.
Just happened tonight.
Absolutely happened. That's why I laugh like that. It just happened tonight.
But what I say when I go back to size, finish what you're saying.
Finish
but
what
then
you're saying.
Again, if you want your girl to shut up.
You try to wake me up. You try to wake me out though. This is your move. This is Shannon's move.
Okay.
She goes upstairs and she goes, no, I'll be right back. Just keep talking. And I go, nah, I'll wait till you come back downstairs. And she'll be like, 7 minutes later. And she, you around thought I forgot, but I didn't. Yeah. I didn't forget.
Next time she does that, just like call her on her phone and then just continue. Just pick up right where you left off.
And as I was saying,
I almost hurt my back. I just threw his back out. Oh my goodness. That was really funny.
No, I'll get back downstairs or something. Anyway, so.
I'd be like, why'd you leave your phone downstairs? Take your phone with you.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, but I mean, that's truth, man. That's facts.
Yeah.
I love that advice. Yeah, and I don't have any better advice for you, man.
Just talk to her. Just engage with her and let her know that when she talks, you're actually listening. Mm. See, if she thinks you're not listening, she's going to keep talking until you listen.
Yeah.
Right? So what you need to do is listen the first time so she ain't got to repeat herself.
Yeah.
You know,
if
you
and if then you, if she just has verbal diarrhea, like you got to break up with her.
Yeah. Well, you know,
annoying.
Or just tape. Sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes
totally.
Tape. Sometimes tape work. Yeah. The gray tape from the movies.
Right.
Yeah. Let duct tape.
Yeah. Duct tape. Yeah. There we go. Well,
let us know how that goes.
Yeah.
And keep us posted.
And well, you know what they say. You can't duck it. F it.
Yo.
That's dark. If you really get down to the nitty gritty on that, that's dark.
Guys, come. If the kids are asleep, we give the best advice around.
Best advice by far.
Yeah.
By far.
All right, I got a write in that says, "Hi, you two. I want to start by saying thank you for the pod. I never miss a week. Wow. Hey, girl, call me. We're best friends.
Wow.
I bet you're on Patreon, too.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Love you both so much.
Your fans are way different than my fans.
Well, mine know how to segue into their they know they're going to ask for advice, so let me butter them up first.
Got it.
Okay, I need help, though. I keep having dreams about the same ex. I hadn't thought about him in forever and maybe tried blocking him out because I'm married. And the first dream I had, I thought, weird. But then I thought about it a lot.
Oh my God, this is a woman. This is just so many details.
And I guess maybe it brought up old feelings or something. And now I have dreams about him all the time. Now I wake up curious about how he's doing and who he's dating. I love my husband. What does this mean? What do I do?
Who's ready? Who wants to go first?
I'd love you to go first.
Would you?
Yeah.
I don't want to go first on this
one. No, because you're looking at me like so intently.
Well, because I
got... Like you have advice.
I do have advice, and I'll tell her what it means. Tell her what it means.
No, I would just say that I think by reading that, sometimes.
First of all, you just interrupted me in a way that was so nasty and so rude.
So rude, was it?
Yes. You said go, and then I started to go, and then you started to go.
Sorry. No, that was not. Let me say
so nasty.
Wait, and so rude. But I thought your intention there was to lob me because you weren't. Like, I thought we were doing a podcast thing where you're like,
you.
I'm not ready.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, okay, well, then I'll totally go.
No, okay.
No, you go.
No, you go.
No.
No.
You go.
I won't.
No, I'm not going to.
I'm going to talk. I'll unplug my mic.
Keep talking.
I'll unplug my mic. I'll do it. I'll turn this
I'm going upstairs.
You're already upstairs.
And I'm not bringing my phone.
No, okay. So this is what I'll say. And I think you were going to say the same thing, which is why it cracks me up.
Okay.
Because
we love each other so much.
The question was, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. The answer is, your brain runs on what it already has, right? Your brain runs on memories. I believe even when you have like a sexual dream about a stranger, it's your brain like making a person out of the people you've already seen. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
Like your brain is not fabricating new people in your dreams. I don't know that your brain can even do that. You know what I'm saying? It's taking what it knows.
Right.
And it's trying to keep your brain signals firing as you sleep so you don't go into a coma. Totally. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
So we're all going to dream about our exes from time to time.
Yeah, because they were in your life. They were in your life. You have memories with them.
I have had full-on dreams.
Tell me about it.
Every relationship that I've ever been in, right? In every relationship I've ever been in, I've had dreams where I was with the ex. And then you wake up next to your current and go, whoa, that was weird.
And you know I'm literally staring at you.
Yeah. And you've done it too. Don't act like you ain't did it. We have all had dreams that we were with previous people.
You'd be lying if you said you didn't.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So it means nothing.
It doesn't mean anything. And I think that you're having the dream because you're thinking about it even more. Because you're making it mean something in your head.
Yes.
So then the dream keeps occurring because it's a part of your thoughts. Now it's currently part of your thoughts intently.
If you think about it during the day and if you overthink it, then it's going to become a recurring dream. I will say this, and tell me, like, RPM, you chime in on this. Have you ever had a cheating dream? And I mean the cheating dream where you're in the dream, you cheat, and then you wake up next to the person you're with. Is it not one of have you ever had that experience?
You feel so guilty.
It's a dream. You didn't do it.
I don't know. I'm one of those people that like rarely remembers my dreams. Mm. Like I feel like I don't have dreams, but I know I do. Like
obviously,
I got a code. You gotta get magnesium.
Yeah, you got a code.
I got a code.
Harvey Bar.
Oh yeah.
So
okay.
Harvey Bar.
And then I'll have Harvey more, magnesium. More dreams.
But what I'll say is that if you get into a deeper that's what I found. But if I take my CBD or magnesium and I'm really in a deep sleep, the older that I get, I have found that I don't get into as deep of a sleep. And then I wake up in the middle of the night randomly. Like I've never in my life done that before. And I have this almost insomnia type of situation happening. But if I take my CBD or I take a sleep time or I take a multi-mineral it's just chock full of magnesium. You will sleep so soundly that even Sean and I have talked about this. Sean's I don't remember my dreams typically. Sean will wake up and tell me, he's like, dude, I had the most vivid. He's like, I don't know if I'm going to take that again. He's like, I've had the most vivid dreams remember them.
That was the CBD. Certain CBDs for me give me way more vivid dreams.
You're so soundly asleep.
And because you're deep. And then you're deep. And then you're in there. You're existing in the dream.
Oh, no, you don't.
It's the quiet. It's like the upside down place.
But even then, it's like, I'll have the dream. I'll wake up.
And then it's gone.
And I'll remember it. No, I'll remember it when I wake up, right? But then it's like I get up and I do, and then it's like, then and then I gone. Go, oh, I had a dream. It was shit. What was that dream?
Yeah,
I know I had a dream and it was really crazy. And I woke up like, what the f? And then now I can't remember what it was.
Oh, but have you had the dream where you're like so pissed off because you saw your significant other cheating?
I was just gonna go to the. I've had the dream, and I've told you about this before.
Pissed.
It's ruined entire days of mine.
Oh,
I've had the dream where Shannon. I catch Shannon.
Me too.
And she's unapologetic.
Me too.
You ever have the dream where you go you go in the phone and you're like, yo, what the f*** is this? Who is this motherfucker? You go, actually, he's right there, and he's 8 feet tall, and he's way better than you. And
we're in love, and we don't need you anymore.
And the kids are like, oh, my God, he's so cool. And you're like, oh, my, wait, what? I've had those dreams, nightmare. Like, you wake up mid, snivel
your heart
cry.
Is pounding. Yes.
Oh, my God, yeah. I've woke up in both being cheated on and cheating and feeling horrible.
And here's the thing. Sean and I we have a successful marriage and we're in love. So,
facts.
Hey, advice to you is don't take this for Bible.
Yeah.
And if you love your husband,
that's the end of it.
That's the end of it.
Dreams are dreams.
Dreams are dreams. And your reality is you love your husband. And who the fuck cares what your ex is doing?
And if you got to rub
he's
one out.
He's probably farting on the couch in his gray sweats.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, with a big old print.
Okay.
He's probably been working out.
Now you're making her want to be curious.
He's probably been working out, because he's still single. So he's still on the hunt. Yeah. He's probably in his prime. You know what I'm saying? But guess what? You're not good enough for him. Anyway, somebody wrote in once again, not a bunch of words like your people. They said,
guys don't care.
What's the best way to introduce the threesome convo?
Wow.
And I'll tell them. I'll tell you.
At what point?
Young whippersnapper.
Okay.
The best way to introduce it is, you know goddamn well who you're with. Okay?
You do.
You know who you're with.
You do.
And let me tell you.
You don't just rip the Band-Aid and start talking. What do you think about having a threesome?
To introduce the threesome convo to a woman if it's your girl. Mm. Now, if it's some work on the side, if you single,
yeah, who cares?
And you just then you just say it. You just say, "Hey, girl, what's up? You trying? You got some friends? What's going on? You right? Because it doesn't matter. But if she's your girl and you actually care about her, the way that you introduce it is you don't. You let her do it. First of all, it should be her idea. Second of all, I'm going to tell y'all a real story about a friend of mine and ours. This is a real factual story.
I can't wait.
A friend of mine, and you'll figure it out who I'm talking about when I finish the story, boo-boo. we had a friend that was together in a great relationship with a woman. Mm. That woman was open to the game. She was open to the threesomes.
Yep.
So they had threesomes. Mm. And then what happened was one of the girls with the threesome game decided, hey, why don't we do our little thing on the side? Mm. So then that thing happened on the side, right? Mm. Now, original girl is upset. Mm. Relationship is over.
Yeah.
Guess what? The guy is now married to the girl from the threesome.
Oh, wow.
Mm. And guess what?
Oh, shit.
She won't let him have no more threesomes. Do you see what I'm saying?
Of course, yeah.
She, you can share your man with me, but I'm not fit to share my man with you, bitch.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah, and so that I feel like the threesome game, if you're in a real relationship, is a dangerous game.
I mean, yeah, I agree. I think it's regardless of if you do it for a period of time.
Yeah, you want to do it for a period of time.
If you do it at all, I do think it's a period of time.
Yeah, of course.
For anybody.
Of course, it always is.
And then when it expires, I don't think it ever turns out the way that everybody, I'm going to say this, the way that everybody is happy. Mm-hmm. So this is what I'll say. Just watch some goddamn porn. I'm sorry, but and you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to invite somebody in. Watch other people do some different things, whatever you want to do, toys, experiment in any type of way you want. But having a third person, I just don't think, even if it starts out good, ever ends with all parties being satisfied or happy.
What I would add to that is, once again, in the confines of a relationship, I don't think it's smart. However, if the sexual excitement of a threesome is what's really driving you and you want to prioritize the threesome over the relationship, I say scrap the relationship, have the threesome, live your life.
I agree with you.
You see what I'm saying?
I agree with you.
But let the relationship go and then just go through a phase. Do your freak phase.
Yes.
Be in that phase, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I say that way too much, I do believe that it's never going to end at the same time for both people. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's say the girl goes, I'm sharing my man with this woman. Now I'm kind of over it. Mm-hmm. Is he over it at the exact same day?
No.
The same day? You think so? Like, I don't think so. Or what if he's over it? And what if the girl is having a great time with this other woman?
Right.
What if she's having a ball?
Yeah.
You think that you at the exact same moment in time going to go, yeah, you know what? This was really fun and exciting, but now I'm done.
Yeah.
No, someone's always done first.
No, it's a spider web.
Yeah.
Hey, I got one more thing. I think that a way to ease into that, to test the waters, is take your girl to the strip club. If she's down to go to the strip club, that's the first clue that, you know, okay, she's cool, right, with the other girls, and you being in front of them and then being naked. And then, you know, you get to the strip club, you'd be like, what you think about her, you know? Mm. And then, you know, just see what she says about, you know, and then she's into it. Maybe then that's when you have that conversation, you know?
Okay, play a PM.
I'm saying.
Okay, play a PM.
That's just, you know. Just an idea. I mean, we live in Portland, so, you know.
We do live in Portland.
People go to the strip clubs.
Strip clubs are a dime a dozen out here.
If you're not from
Portland,
they're
every block.
It's a different kind of situation.
Yeah.
Because if you're from, like, you know, Tennessee or something, I don't know how common it is to, like, go on a date at the strip club.
Dude,
but in Portland, people go to dates at the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a weird thing at all.
No, we if have so many damn strip clubs, you don't even know the names of the strip clubs. Yeah. You can't even look them all up in the freaking yellow pages.
No, no, we have so many strip clubs. I have pulled up the strip clubs, and that old strip club is gone. It's a new strip club.
And a new strip club.
It's a new strip club in the same place as the old strip club.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what happened to Jody's? Nah, now it's Brody's.
I was just going to say, now it's Fody's.
Yeah, I just drooled on myself. I'm not 40s. Oh, not 40 and up.
Welcome to the stage.
A bunch of 40-year-old and up chicks drinking 40s on stage.
Ooh.
I would pay good money. Good money. You hear me?
Babe, give us your best welcome to the stage. I used to do that.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Welcome to the stage. We used to do that.
Are you ready?
Do you guys want to go? Yes, go.
You guys want to go to strip club right now?
Yes.
Welcome to the stage. She's been dancing all night long and y'all been playing with her money. You need to stop acting funny. We are dancing for tips and not tricks. You hear me? Now make sure you tip your bartender at the left and you leave the money on the right. We are gonna be here all night. Diamond.
Diamond
is coming to the stage for two and two alone. If you want lap dances, you better go to the back and holla at Rico. Holla at Rico. He got the prices on a sheet. On paper.
He's got the prices on the sheet.
Every girl has a different price.
And wait till you see what Diamond does with that 40.
Oh my goodness. No, in another life, I'm a strip club DJ. That's a fact.
Yeah, yeah.
In another life, I always.
Well, you know your playlist would be legit.
Oh, look, oh my God.
If y'all have been to your parties.
It would be a party.
Your
really,
playlist is legit.
Part of me, I feel like I get mad because you know when you go, I would be so good. Who else feels like this? I feel like I'd be good at like a couple things that I actually don't want to do, but I know I'd be great.
What are you talking
strip
about?
Strip club DJ.
Yeah.
Undercover cop. Out of here.
At the same time.
I'd be the
He's in the strip club. Look,
these two are
in the strip club watching the drug dealers and shit.
He'd be like,
oh, see that guy right there making it rain?
Yeah. No,
he's dealing drugs.
You understand? Hey, welcome to the stage, abracadabra. We got Brady Bunch. Abracadabra. It is time to move, guys. It is time to move. They are in position. That's a movie. Strip club DJ undercover cop?
Yeah.
Oh, stop God. It. That's a Wayne's Brothers movie. Yes. That's an old Keenan Ivory Wayne's movie. But I really feel like I would have been a great undercover cop. I'm not going to lie to you.
Of course.
I feel like I would have been a great undercover cop.
I mean, you're out the window. You know what's going on in the neighborhood.
It's called underclubber.
Oh, my God.
No, I just feel like I can play gangster. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I had to be a gangster, like, all the time, I'm not going to be good at it. You know what I'm saying? Because at a certain point, like, people start, violence is getting, they're stomping a dude out and they just keep stomping. At a certain point, I'm going to go, okay, guys, come on, stop. You know what I'm saying? But as an undercover cop, I feel like it gives me enough leeway to, like, walk in a room and be like, what the hell is my goddamn money? What you laughing at, Rico? You know what I'm saying? Like, and I could play my characters and really bring life to the game. I'm sorry, I got really excited right there.
We went off on a whole tangent right there.
I got really excited right there. Yeah. I just feel like I could be a great undercover cop, and this is my audition tape.
You could. And I thought about a couple of jobs that I'd probably be good at that I'm never going
to
do. So.
Give it to me.
No, I'm not going to give it to you. I'm thinking about them in my head, and you guys can imagine them out there.
AfterPod.
Yeah.
On the AfterPod, I want to hear...
Yeah.
I want to hear
we'll
what...
We'll take them over there.
I want to hear what... would Shannon do if she had five lives?
Yeah, well, you got to go over to Patreon to hear that. Okay, I got another write-in. And I got some from our girls who are, they know how to write an email, okay? So, okay, first of all, love you both. Shan, you're so crazy, and I love it. Well, thank you. I don't know if that's a compliment, but I appreciate you. Okay, so I need your advice. I went to my kid's first football game. And sitting in the stands, there was a girl I recognized that I've been friends with on social media for a very long time, but I've never met her in person. Apparently, our kids are on the same team. So I went and sat by her, and we got along amazingly. But I know, and I kept in mind the whole time we were talking, that she is really good friends with a guy I used to date for a long time. Girlfriend.
Okay.
Or fiance. I'm not sure, because if they're dating or engaged now.
Yeah.
I really like this girl, this other mom on the team. I want to cozy up to her. I'm filling in the blanks here. You know, I'm in the email. I'm filling in the blanks.
Yeah.
I feel like we could be really good friends. Like, she's super cool. But can I be friends with someone who's really good friends with an ex's girl?
You want to take that?
That was a lot.
That's a lot to unpack.
Some wordy young
this
ladies.
Is what this. Okay, so I put myself in that situation.
Yeah.
Well, of course my girls are wordy.
Yeah, well,
girls
like you.
Are wordy. Guys are like, hey, how do I sling my d-? And you're like, oh, I got your advice right here in my pocket. My wife's upstairs. Let me give it to you. My girls are like, let me tell you who was there and what I was wearing. Okay? We need the details. Let me be clear. And also, I love you and you're amazing.
Oh my God.
But if I try to put myself in that position, and if I went to a game and I'm meeting this girl for the first time, but I know that she's friends with like my ex's girl or fiance or whoever, they're like good bosom buddies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll be cool. So cool. So cool, because I want her to tell my ex's girl how freaking cool I am.
Yeah.
Right?
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
But in my head, I am not giving any pertinent information, and I am keeping the wall up, and I'm actually not going to be friends with this person, because this girl has, what's the word? Ownership or
affiliation?
No. She's going to have the other girl's going to be her first line, right?
Because she was there first.
What's the word?
Loyalty.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Yeah, she loyal to her.
It's been a minute
Facts.
Since I couldn't get a word.
You just came along.
She has loyalty to the other girl because she's been friends with her and she's good friends with her.
Yeah.
She's not all of a sudden going to go, oh, you're so cool, so I'm going to be better friends with you.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of her, so I'm going to replace her with you.
Whatever you tell her, she's telling
Facts.
Old girl.
100%.
So just know that and keep that, but be cool.
Yeah.
And be so freaking cool.
Be so nice.
Be so nice and so cool that she goes back and she's like, oh God, I actually wanted to hate this girl.
Yeah, I kind of like this girl.
I actually kind of like her.
But
like, that, you know, you go to the games, but you keep it pushing.
And also, so I feel you 100%. Your advice is sound per usual. You can't be friends with this person. Like, you can't, because you already know that if you go to her house for any get together, you're going to bump into your ex.
Yo.
That's a fact. He's going to be there. And guess what? He's been working out.
He's been
looking good. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's got a new haircut. You know, he smells good.
But girl, I know you look good too.
Yeah, you look good. But does your man look good? He might not. When people get together, we gain and lose weight, loosey-goosey.
It's a free-for-all.
It's a free-for-all. So you don't want to let your ex-man catch your next man not looking at his
slipping.
Best.
Yeah.
You know, so if your man has got all this hair on the top of his head and he got a fresh haircut and he's got he's been working out, he's good. Yeah, bring him around. Especially if he's taller.
Oh.
Especially if he's taller.
Yo, if you your dude I mean? Is taller.
If your dude is taller, okay, you bring him anywhere you want, girl.
If you get invited and you know that you just all together, you guys are
out here.
You guys are out here.
Shitting on him.
Then, okay, if that's the situation, then
still don't do it. Don't do it. Still don't do
I'd
it.
I'd barter with it.
Don't do
but
it.
No, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't
not
do
to
it.
The barbecue.
I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't
not
do
to
it.
The barbecue.
I wouldn't do it.
The barbecue's too intimate.
It's so awkward.
Not the fight night.
Awkward. And listen, I'm going to say something. Old girl, the middleman.
Yeah.
She's not going to invite you.
Yeah, she ain't.
Because she's not going to put her best girl in that position.
Yeah.
Right? And the best girl isn't going to say, you're not inviting a new girl. You know what I mean? You're not inviting my dude's ex. So just don't get wrapped up in, just say hi. Be cordial at the games. Be so cool, but don't get wrapped up in the spider web.
All right.
Don't go.
My last write in, I had somebody write in and say this. Have y'all given any thought to the upside down pineapple situation?
Oh.
I think y'all would be a hit at the Swingers Club.
Oh.
This has been said.
Well, thank you.
This has been said. And you know what? I'm not going to lie.
We would be a hit.
I think we'd crush the Swingers, first of all. Physically, mentally, and emotionally crush them. They wouldn't be ready. I'm not going to lie to you. I've heard about the Swingers Club. Okay. So Ron Jeremy, for y'all that, if you don't live in Portland, but you have watched porn from the 90s. If you've watched any 90s, 80s porn, you know Ron Jeremy. He was like an Indian American dude with a fat, chubby and it was long and it was strong and he was down to get the freak stuff on, okay?
Yes.
And Ron Jeremy is a very, you know, Google him if you don't know who he is. He owns a swingers club or owned. I think he passed away now.
Did he?
Maybe not. I don't know. Who cares?
I don't remember. But yeah. Yeah.
But he definitely owned at some point, and if not still does own, a swingers club in Portland. And I know of several people who have went there.
Yo.
And the first thing that they all tell me is this. They always, because I always go, man, that shit sounds fun. Like when I was single and I'd be like, you went to this, it's like $100 to get in, right? And and I was like, man, I want to go. And they always will go, no, you don't.
I'm gonna tell you something.
It ain't what you think, player. It is not what you think.
We're taking over to Patreon, this particular thing, because I used to work in an office with a girl that went and used to go to swingers events. Mark it down. We're taking this over to Patreon. I'll tell you guys the stories over there.
And on that note, thank you guys for coming out and hanging out with us and doing what we do. If you want to continue the conversation, meet us over at Patreon. New episodes every Tuesday. Main show every episode drops on Thursday. And we will see you next week
when the kids are asleep.
In a world where drug dealers have taken over the strip clubs of the city, one man had the brass cojones to go undercover as a strip club DJ. And when he arrested the felons and took them to jail, he said, strip. Strip club cop. Coming soon.
Sorry, that was super whack. I wish that was.
If you want to catch up with us when the kids are awake, hit us up on Instagram at The Kids Are Sleep Pod.
And for the flyest merch in the game, make sure you hit us up at thekidsaresleeppod.com.
We love you.